Yeah, I plan on being here in June. Okay, so for today we're going to do something related to Sfiras HaOmer. It comes up every once in a while that a rabbi forgot to count Sfiras HaOmer one night of Sfira, and every night in the shul he's expected to say the bracha and count Sfiras HaOmer for everybody. So the shaila is there any etzah to save face, to save himself the embarrassment of counting, of not being able to count Sfira with a bracha in that situation? I always find that, even when I remember, I'm just always so nervous I'm going to get the wrong day when I count. It's like the most pressure I feel like in all of Rabbanus is like to make sure you get the right day when you're counting. But anyway, so the shaila is there any room to is there any etzah for what the rabbi could do? So we'll go through three possible, one side of the hakel and three possible etzahs of what to do, and we'll assess each one. So first, a little bit of background. The whole discussion is based on Machlokas Rishonim that appears in Menachos Daf Samach Vav, in Tosos Menachos Daf Samach Vav, where Tosos quotes the Shitas of Bahag that if a person misses is one day of Sfiras HaOmer, that he's not allowed to continue to count with the bracha because you need tmimos, and this is a lack of tmimos. Tosos assesses this sheet of the Bahag and writes, "V'teima gedola hu v'lo yitachin," that this sheet of the Bahag is astonishing, and it is not possible that this is correct. Meaning, Tosos does not agree with the sheet of the Bahag, neither do any of the other Rishonim, really. Meaning, this is the sheet of the Bahag, the majority of Rishonim disagree. The Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Shin Vav explains that the sheet of the Bahag is that mitzvah achas hi, that the entire sphera is one mitzvah, and therefore, if you miss out a piece of the sphera, so you cannot continue to do the rest of the mitzvah, you lost out of the mitzvah entirely. The Rush in Maseches Menachos says that those who disagree with the Bahag hold the kalayla v'layla mitzvah b'fnei atzma, that each night is its own separate mitzvah, and therefore one night sphera has no bearing on the other night sphera. So as you well know, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Simen Taf Pei Tes, that im shachach l'varich bechal ha-yamim, so for b'shar ha-yamim below bracha. And if you miss one night, you still count the rest of the day, it's just without a bracha. And the Shabru explains over there, Sivkat Lamed Vav, Kedas Harbe Poskim, De'ein Sfiras Yom Ma'akvim Ze'ezeh, that you, the reason you should count the rest of the days is because most of the Poskim say that you still have a mitzvah to do, and the mitzvah of the days are not ma'akiv each other, so of course you should still count the rest of the days. And Sivkat Lamed Zayin says, but why below bracha? Lachush Leman Diyamer the Sfiras Shavish Habasos, Tamimos Be'inan Tamichoshish, for that one sheet of the Bahag, that you need Tamimos Valek, and you don't have Tamimos when you're missing one day, so just to be choshish for that, we don't say a bracha. Out of cover to the Bahag, we don't say a bracha. But the Mishmur says, considering that the overwhelming majority of Rishonim disagree with the Bahag, Nachon Bezeshi Yishma Bracha Minashat, so Meyachon Meyam Avarachim, Viana Amen, Bekavan Alatzeis, Vachar Kach Yisbar. Much better is to hear the bracha from somebody else, have Kavanah to be Yotzei the bracha, that way you don't risk a bracha Levatala, but you do gain the benefit of a bracha, which is something that a person shouldn't give up on easily. So a lot of times people don't do that. They know that if they miss the night of Sfira, that they're not going to count by saying their own bracha, but they don't bother to go hear a bracha from somebody else. So very important to hear the bracha from somebody else, because according to Rov Rishonim, you should be counting with a bracha. Just out of respect to the Bahag, we don't. So what are the Tzadim LaHakel? So one Tzad LaHakel is the Orchos Chaim Ispinka suggests in Simen Taf Pei Tes, he quotes from the Admor Mikamarna that someone who forgets Sfiras HaOmer one night, we don't pass like the Bahag, you can reject the Bahag, because all the Rishonim go against the Bahag, and therefore, even if you forget a night, you can continue to count with a bracha. And he says, V'chein hinig, don't you have a Mori Rabbi called Tzadikim, kachaloch psuka b'li gimgum, that there's no hesitation in just passing that you can continue to count. So in the Tshuva's Divrei Moshe, he quotes that Rav Moshe Aryeh Freund, the Av Bezin of the Eidah Haredes, the Gaivin of the Eidah Haredes in Yerushalayim, quoted that he has a Mesorah from the Sons of Rav, from the Divrei Chaim, that a Paskin D'Alach L'Maisa, that you continue to count with a Bracha, that forget about what the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch is, we don't Paskin the Bag, just count with a Bracha. So in the Orchos Chaim, he writes, V'm Kiei Du So Ne'amana Ma'od, I believe what he's telling me, that there, this was such a tradition, and that some people believe this, but Im Kol Zos, L'Nuch Alor, S'Alach L'Maisa, Negar Chaz HaShulchan Aruch, but we're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to just paskin against Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says you don't count with a bracha, so you can't just say, oh, we don't paskin that way and continue to count with a bracha. Rav Asher Weiss also says, who are we to be chalik on the Shulchan Aruch? Kasher haramalo chalak alav. The gamagin eretz, magin Avram, magin David, the magin Avram, and the Taz don't disagree with the Shulchan Aruch. So we can't just come along later and say that we're not going to do like the Shulchan Aruch. So that one sad the hakel, a number of the poskim are not so thrilled with, because it basically says that we're just not going to follow the Shulchan Aruch. So we'd rather not say that we're just not going to follow the Shulchan Aruch. So what are the tzadim lahakel? So there are three possibilities. One possibility is quoted by Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank and Makrei Kodesh in Chelik Beis Simon Samach Vav, where he says that there's a shmua that the Beis Halevi once missed, which is hard to imagine, but the Beis Halevi once missed Sfiras HaOmer, and because of that, what the Beis Halevi did was that he would tell somebody else who was still counting with the bracha to not recite the bracha and to listen to his bracha and to be yotzei the bracha with him. And that way, since he needs to be motzi somebody else, he's able to say the bracha midin arvus. This is based, of course, on the sugya in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Tes, the kol brachas kula rafal pi sheyotza motzi, that even though you've already been yotzei a mitzvah, so you're not chayv in the mitzvah anymore, you could be motzi others. And Rashi writes, because this is based on kol Yisrael arevim zebaze le mitzvah, that you're responsible for everybody else to do the mitzvahs. So the problem with that is that the Yerushalmi Maseches Megillah writes that a ben ir is not able to be motzi ben krach in Kriyas HaMegillah, and the reason is because a ben ir is enu mechuyov bedavar. So says the Pri Chadash, if that's true, that a ben ir cannot be motzi a ben krach in Kriyas HaMegillah, kol shekein benidol didan de lav bar chiyuvahu klal, for sure someone who's not chayiv in Sfira at all cannot be motzi someone in a bracha who is chayiv in the mitzvah. Kol sheinu mechuyiv bedavar enu motzi yisrami dechavasim. It's one thing if you're yotza, if you were mechuyiv in the mitzvah and were yotze in the mitzvah, but over here you're not mechuyiv in the mitzvah because you missed the night of Sfira. So says the Pri Chadash, you cannot be motzi somebody else in the bracha on subsequent nights. In the Tshuvas Bayi Chayi in Or Chaim Chelik Beis Simul Chav Tes, he says that this psak of the Pri Chadash is that this psak rather of that the Mekrei Kodesh quotes from the Beis Halevi is not correct at all, because if it were correct, someone would have mentioned it. Meaning, it can't be that nobody would have mentioned this Eitzah to have somebody else listen to the bracha who needs to hear the bracha. So just by virtue of the fact that it's omitted from all the poskim, it can't be that it's correct. In Maimer Mordechai, he says, no, maybe you have like a Svek Svek over here. That first of all, maybe the Pri Chadash is incorrect. Maybe you can pass on like this Deya. And even if you, like this Deya that they say in the name of the Beis Halevi. And even if you're going to say like the Pri Chadash, but maybe we paskin like the Rov Rishonim, that you really are Mechuyev Bedavar. So maybe that's enough of a Svek Sveka to rely on that Shita. Rosh Hashanah Zalman Arbach in Halicho Shlomo is quoted as having said that Misha Dileg Yomechon, Milus Parsfiris Omer, Yachal Levarich on Sfira Avor Acher Lotzir Bercha. So exactly like they say from the Beis Halevi, Rosh Hashanah Zalman thinks that that is a viable Heter, because you're still, he says, the raya that the Pri Chadash quoted from Mikra Megillah is totally different. He says, no, you're still shayich in the mitzvah of Svira. It's just that some onus happened and you're not able to be mekayim the mitzvah. So that doesn't take you out of the din of Arvus, but you're still a mechuyev bedavar in the mitzvah of Svira, says Rosh Hashanah Zalman. It's just that you're not able to be mekayim the mitzvah because of this lack of tmimus. So because you're unable to achieve tmimus, you're unable to achieve the kiyum mitzvah, but you're still a mechuyev bedavar in the mitzvah, and therefore Rosh Hashanah Zalman thought that this was perhaps a good Eitzah. So that's one Eitzah that they suggest that's somewhat debatable. It's not, I don't think it's in Beis Halevi in writing, but Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank quotes such a thing from Beis Halevi. Pri Chadash not happy about it. Rosh Hashanah Zalman Arbach thinks that it is a viable Heter. Another potential Heter that's quoted is Rav Vosner in Tshuvas Shevet Halevi Chel Gimel Simon Sadi Vav writes about a certain about a rabbi that forgot to count Sfiras HaOmer. He says that Lanias Daiti, he says b'makom hadchakaze efshar lismach adas rishonim to call yom mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. We can rely on the rov rishonim and count with a bracha without having someone else. So just count with a bracha, because he says kvar yadua doyu gedolim shasum ma'isa gam beliza lispar ashar bebracha v'av bishen lasos kein the kvar nivska halacha mikol makom b'chegav nedika Kavanat Torah, the Kavanat Tzibur, Efshel Lismach Bazeh. Says Rav Azner, this is a Kavanat Torah issue. No one's going to respect the rabbi if they think that he missed a night of Sfira, and it's going to be a Kavanat Tzibur issue because the Tzibur doesn't have no self-respect. If they're the type of Tzibur that would hire a rabbi that would miss a night of Sfira, so it's a Kavanat Torah, it's a Kavanat Tzibur, it would be a total, because of that, Kavanat Rias Docholos Shabbat Torah, and he brings a raya that the Bir Halacha writes that even though it's a Toeva for someone who very badly needs to use the bathroom to count Sfira, but he could do that Mishum Kavod HaBrios, and B'Shas HaChak we could be Samech on a Das Yachid, and certainly over here where it's a Das Rabim that you're being Samech on, it's just a Deya that the Shulchan Aruch, there's a Das Yachid the Shulchan Aruch is Choshish for, but you could be Samech on the Das Rabim. And he says, the Prichadosh is against me. He says, no, Prichadosh is not against me. Prichadosh is talking about a Shliach Tzibur. I'm talking about a rabbi. A Shliach Tzibur can't do this, but a rabbi can do it because it's a Kavod HaBrios issue for the rabbi. In fact, Rabbi Rubin from Har Nof suggests that maybe we could be mitzdarif that, meaning number one, that first of all, bracha levatal according to many rishonim is only an isur midrabanan, so you could be somech on that, and you're allowed to violate an isur drabanan for kavod abrios. And number two, when even if you say that we're not somech on that for bracha levatal, that bracha levatal might be daraisa, but still you have the shita of the rov rishonim that's mekel anyway. And plus he says some say that even the Shitas HaRambam is that Brachal Vatal is only an Issur D'Rabbanan, so he thinks that with Kavod HaBrios, together with the fact that Brachal Vatal is only an Issur D'Rabbanan, might only be an Issur D'Rabbanan, and the fact that Rov Rishonim say that you can count Sfira anyway, so that's enough reason to allow the rabbi to say a bracha. Says Rav Asher Weiss, be careful how you apply the principle of Kavod HaBrios. Not every time you're a little bit embarrassed, not every time that you feel like you're a little ashamed, does it rise to the level of kasha of Kavod HaBrios. He says, "Kasha lidmos binyanim elam milsa lemilsa ugedoli olam kigona gona kadosh mi b'chach bal sholem eshuv kasa b'sfreim v'avonaseim agedola b'kama v'kama komos sheshachu v'tol b'tfilaseim agedosh." That they're gedoli olam, that right in their own svarim that they made mistakes. They forgot yalav yavo here. They talamutter there. That they made all sorts of mistakes. It's that's why these halachas are in Shulchan Aruch. People make these mistakes sometimes. So that's not a reason to say that it's a lack of kavod HaBrios. So he does not like that at all. In fact, he says that va'afim naniach damnam bizayon yeshkan. He says even if it is a bizayon, some bizayonis are good for a person. He says you look in the Sefer Medrash Pinchas me'at tzadik hakadosh for Pinchas mikoritz Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov shepam achas shachach echon mimei asfira. He forgot one of the days of Sfira va'af shenakatikra la'alacha diachol levarich lotziachem b'dei chavasan. And even though he held that like that Rav Tzvi Frank Beis Halevi that you could be motzi someone else and still say the bracha, lo asakein. He didn't do so. Ela samach betova gedola shezachal l'shiflus kazu shegia lo. He instead took joy in the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu humbled him in this way, and he didn't say the bracha for other people. So that's Rav Asher Weiss. You have to remember he's still a chassid. So that's a question whether you can apply the principle of kavod HaBrios. One of the rayas that the post can bring that maybe you can apply the principle of kavod HaBrios is a tshuvas chasam sofer in Aruch Chaim Sim Kufnan Zayin, where he says that one time he was sick on Tisha B'Av, and because of that he had to drink, so he was mahar b'daito. What would happen if the talmidim asked him to get an aliyah mincha and Tisha B'Av? What's he going to tell them? Meaning he knew that he wasn't fasting. If you're not fasting, you're not allowed to get an aliyah. So he was mefalpel on this issue, and he was mora heter to be ol the Torah against the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch and Tavkuf Sam Gvav Siv Vav, and he didn't want to be moded to the talmidim that he wasn't fasting because of illness, and it seems that it's because of Kavod HaTorah. So apparently these kinds of things maybe are related to Kavod HaTorah. Someone just said in one of the Hespedim from Chaim Kanievsky that Reb Chaim had diabetes, so the doctors told him he has to eat on Yom Kippur. So he did. Every year he had this drink. It didn't taste good. He made it dafka not taste good, but he had a thing that he would drink every year on Yom Kippur, and he was not embarrassed at all about it. He didn't think that it was a lack of Kavod HaTorah. He thought that was his mitzvah. That's what he was supposed to do, because that's what the doctor said. It would be dangerous for him otherwise. So anyway, so that's the second possibility of Kavod HaBrios. Third possibility is a bit of a funny one. In the Tshuvas Sod Siach, he says, he quotes from the Rosh Yeshiva of Parat Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Tzedakah Zecher Tzadik Levracha, that the rabbi should make the bracha b'kol ram, but of course he says Baruch Ata Hashem, and then he waits for everyone to say Baruch Hu V'Aruch Shemo, and while they're saying Baruch Hu V'Aruch Shemo, he should say Lamdeni Chukecha, and then under his breath, and then he can finish off the bracha. So that's a bit of a funny eight. So first of all, it only works if you're in the Sephardic Kehillah where everyone's going to answer Baruch Baruch Shema in the middle of the bracha. You know, that we don't do that for the most part. We certainly don't make a big pause and have everyone say Baruch Baruch Shema in the middle of the bracha. Plus, you have to realize there are other people that might have missed Svira, and they're relying on the rabbi's bracha. So if you're not really saying a bracha, and you're just saying Lamdeni Chukecha in the middle, so then you're costing them the opportunity in that bracha. I thought the pashtus is, what's the big deal? So everyone's human, you miss the day of Sfira, it's not, you suffer the bizyonis that first night where people realize, and then the rest of the nights you have the Shliach Tzibur, say the Sfira forever. I didn't see why it's such a big covered up Rios issue. But anyway, those are the eighths of number one. The Beis Halevi's possibility of having someone else listen to the bracha, where you have to confide in one person not to say the bracha, so you have to have someone that you trust in the shul. Number two, you have Rav Ozner's covered up Rios, and number three, the funny one with the Lamdeni Chukecha. Okay, have a great day, everybody.
Ooh, that was a little long.